Chapter 47. It is all up now, apostrophe said Owlet quietly. And now all of ye get down before they notice we are here, and be ready for our next move. I had better bide here till dark, or they may take me on suspicion, as 'tis on my ground. I'll be with ye, as soon as daylight begins to pinken. Apostrophe apostrophe, and I? Apostrophe apostrophe said Lizzie. You please look to the linchpins and screws, then go indoors, and know nothing at all. The chaps will do the rest. Apostrophe, the ladder was replaced, and all but Owlet descended, the men passing off one by one at the back of the church, and vanishing on their respective errands. Lizzie walked boldly along the street, followed closely by the minister. You are going indoors, Mrs. Newberry? Apostrophe apostrophe he said. She knew from the words apostrophe Mrs. Newberry that the division between them had widened yet another degree. I am not going home, apostrophe she said. I have a little thing to do before I go in. Martha Sarah will get your tea. Apostrophe oh, I don't mean on that account, apostrophe said Stockdale. What can you have to do further in this unhallowed affair? Apostrophe apostrophe only a little, apostrophe she said. What is that? I'll go with you. Apostrophe no, I shall go by myself. Will you please go indoors? I shall be there in less than an hour. Apostrophe apostrophe you are not going to run any danger, Lizzie? Apostrophe apostrophe said the young man, his tenderness reasserting itself. None whatever worth mentioning, apostrophe answered she, and went down towards the cross. Stockdale entered the garden gate, and stood behind it looking on. The excisemen were still busy in the orchard, and at last he was tempted to enter, and watch their proceedings. When he came closer he found, that the secret cellar, of whose existence he had been totally unaware, was formed by timbers placed across from side to side about a foot under the ground, and grassed over. The exciseman looked up at Stockdale's fair and downy countenance, and evidently thinking him above suspicion, went on with their work again. As soon as all the tubs were taken out, they began tearing up the turf, pulling out the timbers, and breaking in the sides, till the cellar was wholly dismantled and shapeless, the apple tree lying with its roots high to the air. But the hole which had in its time held so much contraband merchandise was never completely filled up, either then or afterwards, a depression in the greensward marking the spot to this day. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.